you are walking, don't run to the masjid, and don't run in the masjid also, this will apply. وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّكِينَةِ. It is necessary for you to have that necessary amount of tranquility, that composure of movement is necessary for you. فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُوا. What part of salah you catch, then you complete your salah with the imam. So even the imam has started, there's no need for you to start running and start driving at full speed and overtaking people and showing bad akhlaq on the road. What part of salah you catch, you complete. وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُوا. And what you miss of the salah, then you make up for it. As simple as that, there's no need for you to run towards the masjid. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ مُسْلِمِ. In a riwayat of Muslim Sharif it come, فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا كَانَ يَعْمِدُ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَهُوَ فِي صَلَاةِ. That person who has intended salat, then it's already as though he is in salat. Ulama explained what it means. He's getting the reward already as he got in salat. Because he's intending, his intention is to go for salat. So now there's no need for him to put full speed and to run and to come in such a hastily manner to the masjid, because already he's in salat by intending to come for salat. One explanation. Another explanation is, when it is said that he is in salat, like how in salat this person is careful about his movements, he's careful about his speech, he's careful about what he does in salah. On the way coming for salah also, he should be careful of his movements, be careful of his sight, be careful of his speech, because it's as though he's already in salah. So therefore coming to the masjid. So this is the beauty of our deen. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has not left us yatim. You ask a person today going to the church, ask him, how does your religion tell you to go to the church? He'll be surprised. And what a question you're asking me. Because, or any other religion for that matter, Islam has taught us such detail that how we should have that haya, how we should have that akhlaq, how we should have that composure even when we're coming to the masjid. You find a person going to the church, young girl, she got miniskirt on, another person has got his gym clothes on, another person got one suit on. So they don't have anything as waqar, dignity, haya, etc. All these things Islam only has, to such an extent that how you should even walk and proceed to the masjid, that is also taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing all these beautiful sifat and all these teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.